Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 14th day of February 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in the star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And they're claiming we're going to get 2/100ths of an inch of snow at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know. I don't see it happening, but it could. I mean, it'd be melted by tomorrow, but 2/100ths of an inch. I'm excited. Let's see what we're going to open up with here. Nebraska joins calls for convention of states to amend U.S. Constitution. What do we think about that? We're going to find out. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Let's see here. We're going to start. Nebraska joins call for convention of states to amend U.S. Constitution. Well, there'd have to be a fucking constitution before you could amend the son of a bitch, wouldn't there? Remember the constitution that never was never fucking ratified by we the people, we never gave consent to the son of a bitch, which in 1871 was turned into a corporate fucking charter. You remember that? They're wanting to amend their corporate charter. I bet they're wanting to put things in there like emergency fucking powers that fucking are remove. Think they can fucking remove the fucking Bill of Rights piecemeal because they're calling them a fucking amendments. But the Bill of Rights was the law of this fucking land before it was ever fucking attached to that fucking fraudulent constitution that doesn't exist. Anyway, this is from Epic Times. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on from the trenches, worldreport.com. Nebraska, January 28th, became the 17th state to push for a convention of states to make changes to the U.S. Constitution. Ain't no such a fucking animal, sorry. An unconventional process that's never been used before. Oh, here we go. You son of a bitch. Well, then how in the hell did you change it in 1871 to a fucking, how did you charter a corporation, a United States corporation in 1791? If it's never been used before. Under Article 5 of the Constitution, calling a convention to amend the U.S. Constitution would require approval from two-thirds of U.S. states. There are no fucking states. They're all corporate districts. They're all corporations. There are no fucking states. Get that through your head. And you people who think there is, you tell me those son of a bitches are representing you anywhere. Down on the border, are they representing you, the people of this, of Nebraska? Are they representing you? Are they representing you on any fucking front? Or do they represent the fucking robber barons, the international corporate fucking mafia? Who do they represent? Let them take a fucking stab at that fucking Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers. And hey, we're fucking opening up on you. That's the fucking law. And you're going to fucking obey it. And you ain't going to change it with some fucking sub fucking idea because it was never fucking law to begin with. The Constitution was never fucking law to begin with. The people never ratified it. We never said yes. Under Article 5 of the Constitution, calling a convention to amend the U.S. Constitution would require approval of two-thirds of U.S. states or 35 of the 50, according to the National Constitution Center. Now, what it would require is the fucking people to allow it. We ain't going to fucking, you can fucking amend the shit. You can write anything on a piece of paper you want, and you better get ready to eat the son of a bitch, because that's what's going to happen. We know what you're fucking doing. Do they represent you when they give billions to fucking Israel? Do they represent you when they fucking go to fucking commit genocide in Iraq? Do they represent you in any fucking way? Do you believe one fucking word that comes out of one of their fucking mouths? Could they get that far up in the chain of fucking command without being, well, somebody having a picture of them fucking a poodle? I don't think so. Constitutional amendments can be... can also be made if two-thirds of both chambers of Congress agree on a proposal and it is ratified by three-fourths of the states. It cannot be. There is no Congress because you made a corporation out of it. There's a corporate fucking board, and that's all there is in the states. And the goddamn the people sitting on those boards do not represent we the people. That's been made fucking clear, hasn't it? It's certainly clear within the law. They are in absolute violation of the supreme, superior, absolute law of this United States of America, and that is the written, ratified law of we the people of December 15, 1791. You know that fucking Bill of Rights, that body of law. They've wanted to attack that body of law. That's the only thing standing between them and their one world fucking ambitions, isn't it? And that's what they want to go after. You look at those dirty cocksuckers on the TV, supposed to be your fucking representative. You tell me them son of a bitches represent you in the smallest degree, unless you're one of the fucking good old boys. Unless you're one of the fucking goddamn capitalists, the industry. Because this has been nothing but a corporate fucking welfare state stealing from the fucking people and giving it to the international. I mean, it's not even people from the United States. Internationally, fucking China. It's an international corporate fucking mafia. That's what we're fucking facing. So you go ahead and you play these fucking games. Try it. We're ready, man. More fucking guns are being bought more every day. More fucking ammunition is being made every day. We're fucking tired of your asses. Fourth of the state. Since the U.S. Constitution was adopted, 27 amendments have been made. And one of them was the Volstead Act. Let's talk. Constitutional amendment. The Volstead Act. But was the Volstead Act was fucking completely, it was against the law. It broke the fucking supreme, superior jurisdictional law of we the fucking people. That Bill of Rights is the highest law in this goddamn land. Our common law courts are and have always been the supreme, superior law in this land. Our common law juries are the supreme superior deciders of the fucking law. They're the only ones that can even examine the fucking law. The government is forbidden by it, by the 9th article. They're forbidden to do any fucking thing to that fucking Bill of Rights. But I guarantee you that's what they want. That's what that's what's standing between them and their new world order. That and the fucking largest fucking armed force to ever exist on this goddamn planet. Man, keep putting, you motherfuckers, you've tried this a couple of times. I've seen it. I mean, this ain't the first time they brought this shit up. This is the old fucking propaganda. You, every one of you fuckers is going to fucking die. You have declared war on our people. You have committed espionage against us. You've committed treason, sedition. You fucking name it. You've done it. Against the supreme superior law of we, the people, and we are the fucking authority in this goddamn country, you son of a bitches. Ain't no fucking state or federal or any fucking piece of paper that fucking outweighs the fucking jurisdictional authority of one single individual free sovereign national under that fucking Bill of Rights, because it's natural fucking law. It's absolute fucking law. It's unalienable law. It cannot be changed. The only way you can change it is through force of fucking arms, and if that's your fucking intention, what the fuck are you waiting on, bitch? You can't do it. We know you can't do it. If they could do it, who out there fucking believes that if they ever could have done it in, say, the last fucking 50 years, they wouldn't have? Of course they would have. They know what'll fucking happen. But so they fucking pump this multiculturalism fucking bullshit into the fucking country. Try to divide us. Tell us we don't have no fucking culture. You're going to see our fucking culture. It comes in calibers, motherfuckers. And it's written on that, in those 10 articles on that fucking body of law, the United States fucking common law, known as the Bill of Fucking Rights. And you are in gross violation. And you are going to be punished for fucking violating our law. We are the supreme superior authority, not you, motherfucker. When they were selling that fucking constitution to the fucking people back in 1789, the Federalist Papers, they told us we didn't need a Bill of Rights. Oh, well, there's nothing in there that could ever harm you. It has done nothing but fucking harm us. It was set up to fucking, like I said, so the aristocracy could be, remain the aristocracy and become more and more powerful, whittle away at the fucking Bill of Rights just by fucking ignoring it and by the people not fucking enforcing it. Again, everything that we are bitching about today, it is because we have allowed it, not because they have been tough enough to push us around like a bully. It's because we're sitting there fucking, we're too big of pussies to fucking do anything about it. Polish that gun instead of shoot it. You can hold it and go, I'm a patriot. Yeah, that mother, no you ain't. Not unless you pull a fucking trigger, that's when you become a patriot, asshole. The Nebraska legislature, in its resolution, similar to other states, put forward changes that will, quote, impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. Ooh. It says, I mean, this reminds me of something. This is what they're telling us? Let's see, what have we been told in the fucking past? Let's see here. What have we been told in the past here, people? Oh, let's go down here and try this one.
My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
So here you go. The Nebraska legislature, in its resolution similar to other states, put forward changes that will, quote, impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. On them? That will put fiscal restraints on themselves? Do you fucking believe that for 1 second? The only way this goddamn thing ends is when we fucking just shoot the motherfuckers out of here, which is our right, not only our right, our fucking duty. We are delinquent in our fucking duty to our progeny. What, do you want to leave them slaves to these motherfuckers? Do you really think that they're wanting to rein in fiscally? Why don't they fucking do? I mean, there is no Congress. There is no Senate. It's corporation. It's all fucking corporation. And until we crush these fucking corporations, destroy these fucking corporations, run these fucking corporations out of our country, these unlawful motherfuckers, we will know no peace. We will know no prosperity. We will know no freedom, no liberty. That's what those goddamn guns were put in the fucking Bill of Rights for. That's what that second article means. We've said it 100 fucking times, and we've defined it for you 100 fucking times. It's like that fucking piece of paper, that one fucking thing that they can't find. They act like they just, we just don't really get what that fucking second article means. Shall not be infringed, period. Man, that's a tough one. That could mean any goddamn thing, couldn't it? But then we have Tench Koch, who fucking absolutely defined the second article before it was ever attached to that fraudulent constitution that never was. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, are tyrannizing. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised, occasionally not standing fucking Blackwater fucking army these son of a bitches have as their private fucking goddamn security, these fucking criminals raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people, the people, the people, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. Now, you're still looking for that fucking definition. Hey, man, just send me a fucking goddamn email. I'll send a copy of it to you. Any of you fuckers out there who are talking about conventions and shit, because you're about to meet what this motherfucker was meant for. Tench Koch told you this is to keep your goddamn, this is shoot these motherfuckers when they try to inflict tyranny on you. And they are inflicting tyranny on us. They are acting without authority. They are violating our right to procedural due process of the goddamn law. And now they want to infringe upon our second article fucking right. I mean, they want it all gone. It can't. See, this new world fucking order where we're one world citizens and there's a big UN thing out there that you never even fucking see that hands down your fucking dictates to you can't fucking happen with the largest army having the Bill of Rights as their fucking goddamn battle fucking papers. We're enforcing our law. We're not fucking goddamn having a goddamn civil war. We're not having a fucking revolution. We are enforcing our law that is on the fucking books, ratified by we the fucking people, December 15, 1791, and you all fucking know it. Why won't they talk about that Bill of Rights? I was watching the thing this morning. I mean, the black woman there, I can't remember where she said, the lawyer, the esquire. An esquire is a goddamn servant of the Queen of fucking England. This whole judicial system in this country is a private judicial system owned by the fucking British Crown that can't be here. It is of the Admiralty. The Admiralty is of the sea. The law of the land is the Bill of Rights. It's our common law. It's our autonomy. But we have to enforce it. And we have to enforce it with fucking guns because they've taken our fucking, they've said, there's no court for you to go into to argue with me. I got a bunch of Blackwater guys here with fucking black trucks, machine guns, helicopters and stuff that'll kill you if you try and enforce your fucking rights. Well, I guess we put time for us to fucking kill you. See, we'll fucking see who rules the fucking day. Nebraska legislature, in its resolution similar to other states, put forward charges that will impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. Fiscal fucking restraints. $30 trillion fucking debt. I think you're a little late on that bullshit, aren't you? The reason we ain't got no goddamn money is because these motherfuckers have used powers they do not fucking have. They have seized fucking power and shut us down. Everybody should have picked up a gun from day one. The first time they told you they were arresting you in your house, you'd have went out and shot every fucking one of them. When the fucking ADL fucking came up and fucking said they were declaring war on your Bill of Rights. That's war on we the people. That's a straight up declaration of fucking war. They should be shot. That's what you do in war. Somebody's going to take your goddamn freedom and liberty. You kill them. Other states, reign in the federal. Fuck you. Limit the powers and jurisdiction of the federal government. How? How would you be going to do that? You're a goddamn operating as a corporation. You do what the corporate fucking board says. The head of the corporate board and the head CEO. What the fuck are you going to, fuck you. You're trying to legitimize the fucking treason you are committing because you know the fucking ropes are coming, don't you? And limit the terms of office for its officials and the members of Congress. There is no fucking Congress. These are goddamn communist committees. Plain and fucking simple. These son of a bitches do not represent no fucking body on this goddamn, in this goddamn country except the fucking 1%. The elite. Them. State lawmakers reached a compromise with an amendment that would let the call expire in February 2027, whatever the fuck that means. Nebraska State Senator Steve Halloran, a Republican who sponsored the resolution, told Fox News, oh, Fox News is in on it too. Oh, there's your whole fucking forearms of your fucking goddamn tyrannical fucking corporate government, ain't it? Corporations do not outweigh the fucking rights of the fucking individual in this goddamn country. And you will find out that each individual one of us has a fucking gun to back it, motherfucker. Corporations. The corporations are going to go. So is any involvement with this fucking world trade bullshit where you take our fucking resources and sell them back to us at top fucking dollar while we're competing with fucking Japanese, Chinese, every other son of a bitch on the earth for our own fucking resources and not getting a fucking nickel out of them. Fox News that
Henry?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm okay. So I don't want to interrupt too much. I'll try to make it brief.
Okay.
I just, in regards to our conversation on Friday, I told you I would call in if you're okay with that.
I'm good.
I'd just like to say I understand how you feel about certain things. I don't know why you took what I said the way you did. As I've been listening to the broadcast for a while, I noticed a couple of things that I kind of feel were directed towards things that I said. I don't know why you think I put videos up or any posts or whatever to do something here other than express my point, my opinions, and comment on other people's posts. That's really all I ever tried to do here, Henry, and all I ever tried to do was learn as well, and I will always give you that, and I told you this many times. I respect you. I respect your principles. I respect your knowledge, and I think we've all learned a great deal from you. I know I have. But that being said, I don't agree with everything, and I thought that was part of our right. I thought we all have different opinions and views, but it's been made clear that that some of the views that I hold are not won't be met too friendly. That's unfortunate because it's not me or capitalists that are saying that people who don't agree with capitalism are going to hang. Now, I've heard that said a few times. Yes, I support capitalism. I still do. I'm not really trying to debate what it is. You have your opinions about that. I have mine. And that is what it is. I just wanted to say to you that, and to everybody else listening who's going to hear this, that I enjoyed my time with the trenches. I learned a great deal, like I said. I hope we all toward each other and learn from each other. It's unfortunate the way it's gone, but I really had no ill intent with any of my posts, Henry. I don't know why you took it that way, but I do think that waiting for things to change is a dead cause. It's beating a dead horse, I should say. And if we think we're going to wait for these people or this machine to come to our doorstep to take on it, we're wrong. We're dead already if we have that mentality. I remember almost 2 years ago when BLM and Antifa was going around and doing what they were doing, and people called in and gave their opinions about that. I'm not going to say names, but I remember some voices that said, this is when we do nothing. And I couldn't understand that. But this was the mentality being put out there. It was the word being put out there to us that we should do nothing about it, that we should just let it happen and watch. And I think that's what we've done our whole life. And my point from everything that I tried to say, I'm not saying that I'm on a suicide mission where I'm going to go out there and blindly and stupidly just start shooting at somebody. Because believe me, all that's going to, even if you get them, all that's going to do is take out one pawn and take yourself out with it. So I'm looking for solutions. I do think we need to do things. And I think decentralizing is part of the solution. It's not going to stop there. I know people have their own feelings about the convoy, the truckers. And it's unfortunate because I don't see them as just another protest. Like these bullshit protests when people go there with picket signs. These are people who stopped their livelihood and stood there for quite a while now and are planning to do more. And now we're seeing that the big pushback that the government wants. And I think this is a good step. I think it's a good first step. So I don't know why a lot of people here see it as otherwise. But I think what I'm trying to say is I think a lot of things that we're being told, that we're hearing, we're being misled. We're being misled, or we're being led to inaction. And like I said, I'm not talking about being stupid in our actions. I'm talking about doing what's right. I'm talking about we need to fight fire with fire. I've said many times, we're being attacked ideologically, financially, systematically, culturally. We need to fight back in every one of those ways. This is why I support the idea of capitalism. And whether that doesn't sit well with people or not, I mean, at this point, I really can't care about that. I have to do what I think is right.
Let me ask you something, Jamal. Let's go. Let me ask you something. What is capitalism to you?
Capitalism is a system of private ownership of property and goods and services. It is laissez-faire. It is government hands-off business. It's the people doing business with each other. That's it. That's all it is.
We were guaranteed a free enterprise system. You understand that, right? And we were guaranteed that the money... We were guaranteed that we would be provided with currency and gold and silver so that we could transact and take, and each one of us on an even playing field could go and exploit our resources and, you know, build our own fortunes. And capitalism is not free enterprise. Capitalism is money making money. It's capital. Look at the root word, brother.
Yes, I understand. Capitalism is a system that's directed at profits. That the goal is profit. That is the profit of any business. Capitalism is the system that has enriched and empowered
the people who are screwing us, man. The people who are screwing us, that's who it's enriched and empowered.
Henry, I know that's what people think of capitalism. I know that's what a lot of you think of capitalism. But capitalism doesn't say that people are going to be moral. Capitalism doesn't promise you utopia. Capitalism is just a system of people being able to own property and to do with their wealth what's best for their wealth.
Okay.
In turn, if we study economics, helps others. And again, I'm not saying that it's a system of charity. I'm not saying it's a system that they're concerned about others. I'm saying the effects of looking for your own interests and mutually with others, voluntary, this makes two people benefit. We're always told that capitalism exploits the workers.
How does it?
Because it gives them a job. They may not like their job.
Maybe they don't want that job. Maybe they want to be an entrepreneur. You see, if we had what we were supposed to have, I wouldn't have to come borrow money from you, Jamal. I could go borrow it straight from the fucking government at 3%, and then I could fucking pay it back, and it'd be there for all of us, and nobody could fucking take advantage of us, could they? We all could be entrepreneurs. Couldn't we?
I understand you're talking about usury.
Yes.
But that is not part of capitalism. There is nothing in the capitalist system that's equal to, let's say, communism, where they have a manifesto, where they have a political and cultural ideology. This is not capitalism.
When a bank...
Simply, all capitalism is people doing business for profit.
When a
that's
bank,
all it is.
When a bank makes a loan, they tell you you're making a loan at 30%. I've sat down and done the math. You look at that after the compound interest and the fact that you have to pay the interest off before you can even start paying the principal, and it comes up to about 60% interest. That is goddamn long sharking.
I understand that, but that is not what capitalism is.
Oh, yes, it is.
Again, we're just taking things that banks do or any institution can do, and we're just attaching that to say that's capitalism simply because you see dollar signs.
They're saying it's capitalism, brother, not me. They're telling you as us that's that? A, they're telling us it's capitalism, aren't they?
No, they're not. And if they tell us a lot of things, don't they? But if we understand what these things really are, what system wants a central bank? That comes straight out of the tenets of communism, straight out of it.
You bet you it does.
What system wants? I'm sorry.
Yes, of course it does.
Well, yeah,
we weren't supposed to have a central bank. We were just supposed to have gold and silver without debt attached to it. What you're talking about is taking a debt and lending a debt and making money on a debt. That's what capitalism is. I'm sorry.
You know, that grocery store on the corner that sells products to make a profit, that's capitalism. And people will look at that and say, well, they made profit, so that's considered...
Tell me what's the difference between capitalism and free enterprise?
The difference between capitalism and free enterprise?
Mm-hmm.
As I know it, there's a very small difference. Capitalism is free enterprise, but the difference when people talk about free enterprise and capitalism is capitalism focuses on private property ownership.
I don't know.
It's considered more of like a common thing, which I don't believe in. I don't believe in this common thing. I don't believe in the greater good or the common thing between people, because we did not spring up from the ground. We don't belong to the land. A person can expatriate from wherever they come from. I've seen it happen. And they're going to follow what's in their best interest. Now, we may not like that. We may not like when a person does that, or we consider that they're taking what belongs to everyone, but it doesn't belong to everyone. If that's the case, where does it stop? Where do these borders come from? Without private property, how do we say we have a nation? How do we say we have anything?
Well,
property doesn't just mean land.
Well,
anything that we own is our property.
We can't, but there's still with all the deals that are made. I mean, it isn't like a level playing field when the deals being made and the contracts being handed out are being handed out at the secret society, as you know, at the Masonic Lodge. I mean, when you get a group of people together,
that
is a violation of the goddamn our individual rights.
Once again, we're talking about things that people do, and we're equating that to be what capitalism is.
Well,
and it's not. What I'm trying to say is capitalism is a system that takes out government intervention. So when you have any of those things, yes, capitalism, again, I'm not trying to say that it's going to create utopia. No, it doesn't do that, and it's not supposed to. There is no such thing. we're always going to have ups and downs. We're always going to have rich and poor. We're always going to have those who have and those who don't. This is a natural fact of life, no matter what system we put in place. That's always going to be the case.
You call me Jamal.
Pardon?
Sorry?
Even Mr. Shively from distracting him from telling us how to kill these motherfuckers. Quiet.
No, me and Jamal are talking. Don't worry about it. We're going to finish talking here. Now, when they go and they take people's private property that they've had, say, on a river for 200 years, and they go and they take it under eminent domain, and they build a goddamn a strip mall down through there, is that capitalism?
No.
That's capitalizing on the fact
again,
that they can...
Once again, in a laissez-faire capitalist society, you will not have government that allows for eminent domain. Government has no place in the people's business. It would have to be contractual.
And you take all of that away, you take all that away and you have free enterprise. That's what we're supposed to have. I got nothing against people gaining.
I have no disagreement with that. What I'm saying is that's what capitalism is.
No, it isn't.
People forget this notion. It's demonized over and over, but there's a reason for that. Karl Marx, the supposed father of communism, said that you could summarize communism in one sentence, and that's the abolition of private property. And that is the basis of capitalism, is private property. This
can
is
I
a
jump
must.
In here, guys?
And laissez-faire.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Misty's wanting to jump in, I think. Go ahead.
I want to jump in, if y'all don't mind.
Go ahead.
I pulled up the definitions. And, okay, capitalism, noun, an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. Now, I'm going to go to free enterprise. Okay, hold on a minute, guys. Okay.
Free enterprise.
Okay. Free enterprise. It's a noun. It's an economic system in which private businesses operate in competition and largely free of state control. So basically, are they not the same thing? The issue we have here is I would think both of y'all could agree on this. The issue we have here is this private central bank, correct?
Well, it's...
No. That's not the issue. We were never supposed to have a private central bank.
I agree with that.
That comes out of the communist playbook to install a central bank that issues loans with interest.
That's what I'm saying. We should not be having the banks.
Exactly.
If you take away
the banks,
basically the same principle, free enterprise and capitalism. Correct?
But one thing you said, I don't know where you got that information, that definition from. It sounds like a Wikipedia definition, but where it says a political system. Capitalism is not a political system. It cannot be a political system. Again, the fundamental basis of capitalism is private property. So it cannot be in political hands. Government, again, laissez-faire, is supposed to keep hands off. That's it. That's what capitalism is. That's why so many people want capitalism, because they want private ownership.
I'll tell you why people want capitalism. It's simple. I've seen it 1,000 times over my life. A fella, he went down and he bought him a brand new fucking rifle. He paid $800 for it. He got himself in a tight spot. And so he has to sell that fucking gun. And so one of these capitalists who are capitalizing on his bad situation buy that gun from him for $200, and that's not called usury. The hell it ain't. That's what I've seen of capitalism, brother.
Price, Henry? Did he agree to the price?
He had no choice.
I can't say he.
You're capitalizing is capitalizing. You're capitalizing on something. You're capitalizing on the fact that the potatoes went up last year. You're capitalizing on
that's capitalizing.
No, what I see here are the screwers. The screwers capitalize because you look at the goddamn hot shops. Now you'll have a goddamn time of prosperity about five, because I went through this a few times myself. A few years of fucking prosperity, and you buy two or three or four guns, or what might have you, some good things, you start buying things, and then they'll fucking cause a recession. That's political as it gets. And they cause the recession. Hey, then you get to go over to the goddamn hot shop, and you could buy a brand new gun for $500 across town, go over to the fucking hot shop and get $150 for it. That's capitalism. Okay, capitalizing on fucking somebody else's fucking misfortune. Pardon?
This person you're speaking of, we're looking at it from something where we consider his loss. You're not looking at it from something where you consider someone else's gain and how they can benefit.
Oh, that's all I should consider is somebody's gain, because that's what this is about. This is about putting mammon above your liberty, above every fucking thing else. Mammon! It has to come first. The hell it ain't!
They didn't violate any right of his to sell that rifle for that.
No, but are you a sorry son of a bitch for doing it? For using somebody in that usury? Isn't that what your definition of usury is?
Usury is compounded interest. Usury is what loan sharking does. It's not buying.
Isn't that loan sharking, Lynn? Giving somebody $150 and telling them to pay you back $500 the next fucking day if they want their fucking gun back?
Yes.
Isn't that usury?
No, usury is compounded interest.
What the hell do you call that?
If you set a price.
No, you don't set a price. The guy comes up and you're fucking in dire straits, says, I'll give you $200 for that $700 gun. And because the rest of the people standing around him belong to the same fucking lodge, they all sit there and go, that's all you're gonna get here, boy. Ask fucking Swifty Lomax about it when he tries to fucking work here.
Please, let me ask you something. With the same scenario, could this person have put his rifle up for auction?
No.
Why not? Why couldn't he put it up for auction between private people?
Because he has to have the money right. Because he has to have the money right then and there.
And again, Henry, we're not. Capitalism doesn't say you're always going to be happy with the outcome of a business.
Capitalism has made the 1%, and it's made the 99%, and it will be fucking destroyed.
And those people will always be there. Those people will always be there.
No, they won't. We're going to wipe their asses out.
They're going to disagree with this.
They're not going to be there.
A lot of people are going to disagree with this, but this is a fact of life. Those people, as wicked as they are, they have power and control over the nations of this world because they know how to use wealth.
We have power because we know how to use guns. We have power to destroy them with our guns.
Until we do...
That's we do.
Until we do it, I mean. That's not happening. What's happening is they are using their knowledge and power of wealth. That's what's happening, Henry.
Look at Venezuela.
We need to accept this fact.
Look at Venezuela.
This is not a defeatist thing. I'm not trying to talk a defeatist ideology or something or say something like that. What I'm saying is a fact. Until we do what needs to be done, we're not doing anything. Until we do it, we're going to be in the same position. The only ones who are doing things are the people who know how to use that wealth. And that's why they don't want you to have that wealth.
Mammon, that's how we fight with mammon. No, I'm not fighting with mammon. You know, you talked about people, those truckers who did their sacrifice. I've sacrificed 30 fucking years of my life. Does that count for anything?
Yes, Henry, it does. I told you at the beginning of this conversation, I respect you very much. I have always respected you, your principles, your knowledge. You spread that knowledge, and you helped instill those principles in other people. So don't ever think, Henry, that doesn't count for anything. Because it means, believe me, it means more to me than you can know. That I found people like you.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, there's a hell of a difference in what I have done. I've served time as a fucking political prisoner. I've had my bones broken. I've had my blood spilled. And I fought these motherfuckers with my fists. And I fucking, and I've, and like I said, I've served time as a political prisoner. That's a little bit different than going down and parking your $200,000 fucking truck and refusing to move it until they really tell you to.
I have no doubt that it's different, Henry. But we're not all going to be from the same walks of life. And we're not all going to follow in the same footsteps.
Yes, we are, we right? We're going to follow right down that Bill of Rights, to, and it's going to be enforced as goddamn, what the hell they always tell us about our seatbelts, with an attitude of zero tolerance. Mm-hmm. And once it is, then I'm telling you, this country is wealthy. There's enough wealth until nobody could even practice capitalism on anybody else. They wouldn't, people, nobody would have to go borrow money from anybody else. They'd just go over there and get some gold and silver that was a part of the national treasury, pay it back at 3% interest, go and exploit the fucking natural resources themselves and become rich themselves. And then I guess they could be capitalists if somebody would borrow money from them for more than 3%.
They could be capitalists without borrowing any money or loaning any money.
Now, how do you like get said, how do you get anything without money?
The grocery store.
The guy at grocery store. Hmm.
I said that person in a grocery store that sells a product for more than they bought it for.
You mean like the grocery store down here where a gallon of juice costs $6 because you can get it on WIC, the corporate welfare that comes with the fucking business license? Is that what you're talking about?
Once again, we're talking about things that were put in place that are not capitalist.
Put in place by the capitalists who want to fucking make money.
We're talking about government interference and intervention. We're talking about
the goddamn government is corporation, isn't it? Am I missing something here? Who's running the, is the corporation running the government? Yes or no? Is the government a goddamn corporation?
Yes.
Well, then I guess capitalism is corporate.
No, that's not, again, that is not capitalism. Again, we're talking about what constitutes capitalism. So, look at what constitutes these things. Yes.
This is Galen, and, you know, sometimes I think that things can get really caught up in semantics, and sometimes the definition of capitalism, some will focus on the ideal, and others are aware of the pitfalls. And, Jamal, you know, when you say we're not doing anything, but we're doing so much to advance the Bill of Rights. And I wonder, does there have to be any other system beyond that? Because if we give it a name, it's open to interpretation. So some people, those running the world, take capitalism and expand it into exploitation. And so it becomes a failed system that ruins the people.
Okay, so can I say something to this?
Fire.
What you said at the beginning of it is right. It's a thing of semantics. And this is where we get into this whole misunderstanding about what capitalism is. Again, we're taking fascism, actually, when you mix government and business.
Yep.
We're taking fascism and calling it capitalism.
Yipper.
We're taking corporatism and calling it capitalism. We're taking communist ideals and calling it capitalism. And again, this is not what capitalism is. And if we're going to say, well, you know, we're only to expand the Bill of Rights is not an economic system. If we're going to say that it's a free market system, once again, that's what capitalism is. And yes, things have definition. You know, we can't say that we're going to follow some economic system, which there's always going to be, no matter what we like or not, there is always going to be some kind of system. And it doesn't mean that it's going to come from
the Bill of Rights.
Yes, the Bill of Rights are our rights.
It sets up an ethics, a code of ethics for the economic system to be put in place. It doesn't even have to have a frickin' name.
No, it doesn't have to have a name, but words are created because of what things are. It's not the other way around. We don't create a word because a definition is there first. You understand what I mean? So when we have a system, we're going to name it something. We're going to label it something.
How about free enterprise?
We came up with terms like...
Because when the founding of this country, it was free enterprise. How about that? You say that's capitalism and that's the good capitalism. How about we call it free enterprise?
You can call it that. I'm not disagreeing with free enterprise. When I say capitalism, again, but when you gave your definition, I gave mine, I see no difference. Like I said, the only thing that I see different is when is the focus on private property, which is essential. Without private property, if we're to share everything, again, I don't believe in that.
We don't share everything.
It doesn't belong to everyone.
We don't share everything, but we sure as hell own all the public fucking lands and all the public fucking resources belong to the people. Now, if you go out as one person and take your fucking share and you capitalize on it, make some money, good for you. But if you take more than your share, if you're taking my share because you say, man, it's there, it should be fucking manufactured, and you're taking my share and fucking capitalizing on it, and you're not fucking paying me, which is what is happening in this country. They're taking our raw resources out of this country to manufacture, just like our oil, $15 a barrel when it's $70, $80, $90 a barrel on the goddamn world market. When they put us in this world market, that's the fucking capitalism we're living, Pete, brother.
Now, Henry, you said something, and there's the problem. Where is my share? Where is your share? How do we determine this? Every American land is mine.
Easy beans, bud.
Easy beans.
Each individual one of us owns, if there's 320 million of us, there's 390 million square miles of fucking property on this land. Each one of us owns an equal fucking share of it. So if the resources are taken from it, we all own an equal share. I mean, if divided into 390 million fucking... Divided into 320 million fucking pieces. One of those pieces belongs to me. It can't be touched by nobody else. I can trace my lineage to back before this was the fucking United States of America. And I have Indian blood. So I fucking figure I own some of this goddamn country.
So this is going to probably sound like it gets off topic, but it doesn't. I promise. Before the Indians were here, have you heard of Salutrians?
Well, you mean you're talking about like the Viking skeleton that was found up there in Washington that predates the Indians?
Not Viking.
I've heard of the Chinese. I've heard of a lot of things, but it doesn't count. But from 17, whenever the fucking war ended, that's when it counts. Those people that lived that were alive that day owned this goddamn real estate. And don't you tell me that the goddamn there ain't a handful that ain't took problem. It fucking all, huh?
Here's another problem. For people like me who don't have that Indian blood, how can I take land that is in, how can I say that I'm entitled to land in Texas or California when these things didn't exist, weren't even thought of?
Because of the
first people of this nation fought.
Because of the conquest. When the conquest ended, the fucking boundary lines were drawn. That property owned, did it just belong to, I don't know, a few aristocrats, to John Adams, to George Washington, or did it belong to every son of a bitch that was out there with bloody feet and fucking dead relatives and fucking had fought the goddamn war? Who'd it belong to?
And if we're going to say that we all have this same share to the land, if a person chose to sell their share to a foreign nation.
Can't do it.
To people from a foreign nation.
Can't do it.
You see? So you are depriving them of their right to their share. To their ownership.
No, I'm depriving them the right of fucking changing my goddamn body politic. You fucking sell half of the nation to goddamn China. You're living under Chinese law, ain't you?
We're gonna have a fundamental disagreement on this.
No, you don't. You sell. Mexico don't let you sell their. They won't sell their land to a goddamn foreigner.
Who the fuck you talking to? Who the fuck you talking to? Huh? Who the fuck you talking to? Shut the fuck up, you bitch, motherfucker! I knocked your fucking shit out.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, do something, motherfucker.
Are you yelling with somebody, brother?
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I got into it with somebody.
I can't hear the other person.
I'm sorry about that. I got into it with somebody.
I can't hear the other person. It was way low.
I cut outside of my car.
Oh. Man.
So I'm sorry about that. Anyway,
that's all right.
You got me all fucking riled up.
Well, oh man, we were talking about selling to foreigners.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
if a person, if we're all owners of this land,
uh-huh,
and a person chooses to sell their portion,
mm-hmm,
how can I tell that person not to sell it to who they want to sell it to?
Because they would be nationalizing someone. I mean, I'll tell you like this. If say you're of another, let's say that you're an American national and you're of Hispanic descent, and you want to bring some relatives into the country, okay? So if you would take your part of what is America, not mine, not the next fellas, your part, and you would divide it up between you and them, and then they could come if you wanted them to. You could do it that way, but they got to be American nationals. The law of our fucking land, our culture, it has to stand. Look at our culture now, man. You go into the store, you can't understand half the people speaking, brother. That is not a country, and it's nothing that we agreed to.
But Henry, didn't you yourself say they didn't fight for a country? They fought for their rights.
Yeah, in the beginning, that's what the fight started over. And they didn't fight for their American rights. They were fighting for their rights as British citizens at Lexington and Concord. But being as we had to whip the fucking British out of here, their law went with them. It's gone. We own the goddamn place. We own it lock, stock, and barrel. All the people that were alive then owned it. And it has been taken over the years by 1% of the population, with the other 99% having to squalor and fucking exist in shit while the others ride on fucking yachts. And that's what goddamn capitalism has done.
I disagree, Henry. I'm sorry.
You talk about control of money. The control of the money's in the goddamn Masonic Lodge. I'm not a Mason, so I got no fucking access to it. So I guess I'm just a fucking peon that works for somebody.
Money. I'm talking about people being able to make money.
You can't make money without investment, and you know that. And the only way, I'm telling you where I live here. I'm telling you where I live here, brother. The only way you get goddamn loans and shit is if you're a good old boy fucking Mason. You get it from the Mason Lodge. Hell, they're set up with a $30,000 account just for becoming a Mason. Now, how in the hell does that level out?
These are the things that need to be undone. But that doesn't mean that these are what capitalism is. These are the people that have usurped what we are, what we were supposed to be.
Jamal?
I think that's where we're getting confused with this.
I think there's a lady.
Go ahead.
I think there's a lady trying to get it.
If you look at the fruits of capitalism over the last century, you know, they're horrible because the system in itself, if it was done just purely where everybody went their way and did their thing without these hostile mergers and overtakes and all of that, it's not a safe system because it will always have those vulnerabilities. And so the Bill of Rights is what protects it. And if we have to find the name, you know, free enterprise or whatever, capitalism is, to me, a failed ism because it's not fail-proof.
Okay, so, again, there is no system that is 100% safe. Let's understand that off the bat. There is not one system, any kind, that is 100% safe and will guarantee that you will be, you know, without risk. That is false. Yes, capitalism has risk. A business merging with another business is the right of those businesses.
If we all had our individual rights and freedoms, you're right, but we do not. When they consolidate power.
That is the problem. The problem is not people doing business. The problem is the government and other entities being able to deny us our rights, which is not part of capitalism. There is no such thing.
They call themselves capitalists. I don't know.
If they want to call themselves capitalists, that's fine. Just like these people, just like Biden calls himself the president. He's not. He's a piece of shit meat puppet, like you said. You know, and that's exactly what he is. Of course, they call us a democracy. Not only are we not a democracy, we were never supposed to be a democracy. But again, these are semantics. These are things they say. It doesn't mean that's what the system is.
Well, if free enterprise, I could swallow free enterprise because that was what was guaranteed to us in the founding documents.
Henry, I'll tell you again. If you want to call it free enterprise, call it free enterprise.
If it's practice,
it is free enterprise.
No, there's vulture. There's vulture capitalism.
System is in place.
There's vulture capitalism like I said, it takes the guy's $800 gun for $200 because of the predicament. They're capitalizing on a person's bad position, and they're using that position to, and that is fucking usury, brother. I'm sorry.
And all the systems have risks, Jamal, you're right, but capitalism, from my studying of it over time, has always expanded into that exploitation.
Yep.
Now let's take the word exploitation. Let's take the word exploit. What does it? Is it a bad word?
To exploit.
It gets the connotation that people think exploit means something bad. Exploit does not mean something bad. You yourself used the word, Henry, when you said the resources of this land are for us to exploit.
Yep.
It does not mean something bad. To exploit something means to gain benefit from its use.
But just like you were talking about semantics, you know exactly what she was talking about.
By saying exploit, that's what I'm getting at. Because everybody says that about capitalists. They say capitalists exploit the workers. What do they mean by that? Has anyone really thought about what that means to exploit the workers?
Take advantage of it means you have to look.
How did they take?
This
is Galen I'm speaking to, right?
This is Galen.
Tell me how they took advantage of these people by giving them a job. Once again, maybe you don't like the job you have. Lord knows, there have been many times I didn't want to do the job that I have. But you know what it does? The job that I have, it puts food on my table. It takes care of my family. It takes care of my girls. Okay, so I may not like the job that I have, but that in no way means that I'm being taken advantage of. I don't have to be there. And if we had a legitimate capitalist system without government interference and regulations that crush entrepreneurs from coming up, I could go out, I could venture out and do things on my own without going through the red tape. That, again, is what capitalism is. I could own my own private property without the taxation, without them telling me that I'm a tenant in something that I mortgage.
Well, that's a violation of the Bill of Rights to begin with. They never had the power to tax you.
But these are fundamentals of capitalism. So I don't know why you guys have an issue with capitalism.
Because we see what we
hand-in-hand with things like feudalism and communism.
Galen, go ahead.
Mom, which are anti-capitalism.
That was your experience as a worker or some other guy's experience, but a great majority of people have been taken advantage of, one through slave wages, two through small opportunities and moving jobs and manufacturing out of the country. There's been all kinds of ways that the worker has been
exploited. Galen, let me ask you a question. Give you a scenario. You have a business, okay? You have a business now. Why are these companies moving out of the country? Let's say you had a business. You manufacture something. You produce something, a good or service or product, and government regulations impose taxes. They artificially put in this money that we think has all this value. The reason we get so much of it is because it's actually less in value. So they artificially do that. And then we're expected to pay those things. And then they come out with things like minimum wage. And, you know, ways where they force businesses to put a certain amount of money to the workers. But it also traps the workers to that amount.
Let's say, brother, that you built a business. Okay, you got a business and it's the highest paying job in town. But you're a member of the Masonic Lodge. And only your buddies at the fucking lodge get the good job. You can sweep the fucking street if you want to, but because you aren't a member of one of these illegal, unlawful secret societies, you get shit. And that's what we have in this country.
Once again, we're talking about things that we both agree should be undone. But again, this has nothing to do with capitalism.
Everything to do with capitalism, because who put up the capital for the business in the first place? The Masonic Lodge.
That's why I said at the beginning of this, You're going to see it your way. I'm going to see it my way. I haven't heard anything that is going to change my mind. And
neither have I.
Obviously, you haven't heard anything that's going to change. That, right. And obviously, you haven't heard anything that's going to change yours.
Nope.
So we can agree to disagree. But I will tell you this. I'll give you a hypothetical situation. If today we toppled this fucking system and we took back what is supposed to be ours, people like me, from your own words, people like me who endorse the system of capitalism, we would be to hang.
No, it's not hang. It's called a trial. Were you an honest man? Did you do an honest business, or were you a vulture capitalist that fucking enslaved people and used the fucking monies from the Masonic Lodge stolen from the rest of us to do that enslavement? You get a trial in our world.
I have never done any of that, but me believing in the system of capitalism would put me on trial. To even put me on trial.
Each case is based on the individual.
How could there be a phone ringing?
Yeah, I hear that too.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Galen. Laura, shut off whose line that is. Huh?
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return.
That's a first.
There's a certain group of people that control the money and they do not charge each other interest.
There you go.
That too.
Anyways, guys, we're way past.
Again, we're taking things we don't like and we're saying that that's capitalism, and it's not. But again, you know, whatever. Think of it however you want.
It's been an interesting discussion, guys. It's 10 after, and we're going to call it a day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And if you want to continue on, we can. Go ahead. Somebody tried to say
Henry,
something.
Can I say something? I wanted to mention something to what Jamal just said about he was defining what capitalism is. And as he was describing it, it was exactly what you described free enterprise to be. So at the end of the day, what it really comes down to as I'm listening to this is what defines ownership? You know, so these motherfuckers that are destroying what we want and how we want to live our lives in peace, they define everything. They can redefine anything they want.
Yes, they
can. On the moment. And this goes back to the word Satan. The word Satan is part of the oldest living language, which is Sanskrit. And do you know what the definition for Satan in Sanskrit is, which was 5,000 years ago? It means truth. So they've taken the fucking definition of that and turned it into this fucking thing that we have now. So it sounds to me like what Jamal is arguing about is keeping the original definition of what capitalism is supposed to be.
Why not just stay with free enterprise then? Free enterprise is simple.
Exactly. So it doesn't.
Why you got to call it capitalism? Really, when you call it capitalism, you put it in the fucking bowl of soup with the rest of the shit.
No, Henry.
Exactly.
I don't know who that said that, but
here's.
I'm sorry. But
anyway, what I want to say is it doesn't matter what you call it. Even if we were calling it free enterprise, they could take free enterprise and redefine it by their actions.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't matter what the word means. It doesn't matter what it's defined as.
But we can go back to what the founding documents guaranteed. They guaranteed a free enterprise system and debt-free currency made of silver and gold. We get that, and I won't be bitching
exactly
about what you call it.
I understand, but
exactly.
Like, what you're saying is 100% correct. Yes?
Exactly. So, but Jamal, what you're saying is that if you go work for somebody and you're not happy with your job and you define that whole situation, the one thing that's missing from that element is the debt-free currency based on silver and gold. If we had debt-free currency based on silver and gold, the value of the dollar in our pocket would be worth what it's supposed to be worth, which is supposed to be 100%. Right now, the value of the dollar is what, like, is at 2 or 3%, but that's because they have usurped the ownership of it. That's what we're fighting about here.
The value of the dollar and the backing of the dollar has gone away. Why? Because of the Federal Reserve, which is a communist institution. It's a tenet of communism to put in a central bank that issue this currency and at interest. That is not capitalism.
Exactly.
Communism seeks to destroy capitalism.
But the capitalists, the communists are using capitalism as a financial system.
Yes, they are.
Communists always use capitalism. Communists are the biggest capitalists.
Yes, they are.
They just don't want you to be a capitalist. That's the thing about communists. The communist leadership are full of capitalists. Because they understand the value of money, they understand the power of wealth. But they don't want you to have it.
Exactly.
That's why they try to take it out of your hands and leave it into theirs.
Exactly. So why would you want to fight for that system when you have the free enterprise system, which puts the power back in your hands?
With the gold and silver.
The free enterprise system.
No,
the Bill of Rights,
I'm not fighting
listen to me. It defines and it protects ownership. That's one of the assets of Bill of Rights.
That's right, and you can't say it something else.
Always agreed that the Bill of Rights is the law of the land. I've never disagreed with that. I'm not fighting for the system that they put in place. I'm saying that we need to fight to get away from that.
That's why
secession.
That's why they come away from this.
Why are you?
Go ahead, Charlie.
I would call it the Bill of Rights economic.
Why would you want capitalism?
They confiscated the gold in 1933.
Why would I want capitalism?
Yeah, they did.
Because again, what capitalism is, what it actually is, I'm not going to be swayed by what they do and consider that the system of capitalism. What capitalism is private property ownership. It's the accumulation of wealth. Yes, it's for profit. There is nothing wrong with that. This is what makes things work. This is what makes things advance. This is what money and wealth is supposed to be used for.
Why would you want capitalism when you can have free enterprise?
Again, capitalism is a semantic thing. When you guys are saying free enterprise, understand that that's what I'm calling capitalism. So it's just like, you know, we're just getting confused with the wording here. And I don't know why, because I've never said anything against free enterprise. I'm saying that's what capitalism is.
I know, but
it's like right now, in this world, okay, I was going to say country, but in this world right now, you have people trying to tell you that you don't know what the definition of woman is, that you cannot define woman or man. And so a person who mutilates their body, that adds or subtracts things from their body, you must, you know, call them what they want to be called. Again, words are not created because we make a definition. It's the other way around. Words are created because there is something and we define it.
The word capitalist is redefined and redefined as many times as goddamn man and woman is. I'm saying. Free enterprise is real goddamn simple, man. Free enterprise is free enterprise. It can't be.
Can we agree that the problem here is the fucking bank usury? Regardless to what you call it, I agree with both of you. Regardless to what you call it, it's the fucking bank that is causing the issues.
The unlawful bank.
Which makes it
the corporation.
Yeah.
And the corporation is goddamn a capitalist corporation. I'm sorry. They call themselves capitalists. I mean, they stand there and tell you they are. They don't say we work under free enterprise. They say we're goddamn capitalists. And they even go as far as to say they're vulture capitalists. You know, I mean, it's a word that has too many goddamn definitions to work out in any lawsuit. I'll tell you that right now.
System of the Bill of Rights.
Yes, ma'am.
Because then if any infringement showed up, the Bill of Rights would take care of it. If any hostilities or unethical stuff, the Bill of Rights would take care of it.
Yes, it would.
And so to that, I ask again, if a company...
They take definitions.
If a business or an individual wants to do something with their business and, you know, we don't allow them to because we say we deserve some of it. Are we not infringing on their right?
If they've used more than their share of the resources, they do owe us. You don't, if I have 1,000 acres of trees and I'm not cutting them down and you just come in and say, well, nobody's cutting them trees down. I'm going to cut them down. That don't make them yours.
If somebody comes into this country, Henry, and they want to be part of this country, this society, do they now all of a sudden get a share?
No. The only way they could get a share is to take it from each and individual one of us, because they're taken from me. And I'm an American national. Exactly. The only way anything can be taken from me is through the due process of the law.
So who determines how
and they cannot get and they cannot provide the due process of the law, because they're not entitled to the law of this country because they're aliens.
Jamal, the common law court.
And Jamal.
Yes?
Jamal, what determines the ownership, as you just asked, it's like who determines who gets to give out a parcel of Henry's share? That is the common law courts and the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
And because it's not being enforced, this is why they're getting away with the shit they're getting away with. And at the end of the day, when a capitalist comes out and says, I'm a capitalist, I'm a vulture capitalist, that's the same as saying I'm a fucking Zionist. Because that is their fucking system. Now, it's kind of like someone, I was having a conversation about the Bible once with someone, and I mentioned how communism is a horrible system, blah, blah, blah. And they said, you know, the actual definition of communism actually comes from the Bible, and it has to do with sharing and so on and so forth. But what they do is they'll take a tenet of the definition of something like communism, which in truth is supposed to be something about people sharing within a or something like that, and then they'll turn it into this monolithic thing. Oh, we'll share it. Everyone's going to be sharing.
You know why they promote the idea of what they call sharing? Is because when you do that, you take away your private property right. You're right.
It depends on whether it's being taken or given. If you give something away, nobody's taking it from you. If somebody's taking it from you, it's taken from you. And what's been taken from us has been goddamn taken from us, for sure.
What I'm saying communism does, with their idea of promoting sharing and supposed to be communal.
Promote it all they want, they just can't enforce it as law.
Look at China, look at Cuba, look at the Soviet Union. Very unified, right? Do those people want to be unified with that? Or are they forced into that unity? It looks beautiful. They parade around, you know, they show their flags, they show how united they so-called are. But why? Why are they united?
To me, it doesn't look beautiful.
No, I mean to a lot of people who promote it. What I mean is to people who promote it. The point I'm trying to make is they promote this whole idea of unity, of sharing, of the common good and all of that. These things are false. Because we as individuals do not belong to the rest of the community.
No, we
unless
don't.
Unless we do it voluntarily.
Right.
Unless it's contractually. Right. Which means I do not have share in California. I don't have share to the Californian land.
Yes, you do. Any of that land that isn't privately owned belongs to every goddamn one of us.
And again, how do we privately own it?
Because who owns those public lands?
What's that?
Who owns the public lands? Our people fought and died for them. My goddamn family did. So they belong to us through conquest.
It's called undivided interest.
One last thing.
Please.
Think we went in a big circle and then came right back to the Bill of Rights and the common law. Everything leads us back there, and that's going to handle everything. And Jamal, to you, I would say maybe let it simmer for a while. I'll do the same. And, you know, because you're an important voice, and I'd hate to see everything fall apart there. But and my last thing to everyone is happy Valentine's Day. I love you all.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Love all you guys. Have a
nice
day. That's the word from the trenches.